listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Microphone activated.
Okay, so here we go. Fakeologist.com on Tuesday, the 2nd of August, 2016. What I did, I can only thank Sushi for having a fantastic chat with me, and thank Ab for posting it. I'm looking forward to chatting with Ab next Sunday, talking about all that 9/11 audio that I put to air, that went to air at the 6 o'clock the next evening. It's a sad week for me. I do like PK Truth, PK22. He's lost his channel, but as Ab has always said, if you're in the hands of the YouTubers, YouTube, you're at their beg and mercy. Like, you have to understand that yeah, all right, your voice gets out there a lot more, but maybe to a lot more people that are not sort of in the club, because I understand that here at fakeologist.com, the people listening, I'm preaching to the converted, but I don't mind. I love it here, but I'm just sorry that, like, I know how long it takes to upload a video to YouTube and how much work it is that that PK has done, and to lose him is very upsetting to me, because I always like his humor. I like the way he looks at things, and yeah, he's just, it will be a great loss. Hopefully he'll be back. I mean, Robin and TMR and The Dialogue and plenty of other YouTube channels are filthy on this Richard Gutcher, who's the Lenny Posner of, Richard Gutcher's, Lenny Posner's the scumbag from Sandy Hook, and then you've got this Richard Gutcher now, that him and his daughter and that, he's a disgrace to humanity, a sellout, you know, an absolute sellout to his fellow human being. And Richard Gutcher, I might just play TMR, like TMR's message, because I really do like TMR, and here we go, I'll play it now.
TMR, just a quick message for our boy Richie, because I know you're watching this, Rich, and I know you're watching my channel, I know you're watching several others, and you're watching very intently. And I have a message for you, okay? I have something to enlighten you about. And just so you understand, if you're going to proceed with your actions, you do know repercussions, don't you? I mean, do you not understand the ramifications of what you are doing? Don't you understand that if you, the more you attempt to copyright citizens' videos, speaking out, questioning the media, questioning who's being put in front of them, your daughter, hint, hint, you, hint, hint, we have a right to question you guys and the story you're putting out. I'm sorry, but your story, the whole story, is a load of horseshit. And so the more you attempt to strike us down, you do realize the further it incriminates you. You do realize that only increases dissemination of the information and videos and expose on you and your family. You do realize that. You do realize it makes things worse for you. Do you not understand that? That is how this works. That's how this works. So if you don't realize that, that's something for you to know if you're going to continue with these actions. It just makes your name and your family even more known. So what do you think about that? What do you think about that? Understand, it just makes things worse for you. And now I see that your daughter has lived up to her promise. She is indeed making her rounds all across mainstream media spectrum. make no mistake, we are coming. We are coming for her. We are coming for you. And we will expose every single interview she does. And we are not having it. We are not having this bullshit. We are sick of you media plants. You understand that.
Amen.
Your time is coming.
Amen. Thank you, Red Pill or Truth Media or whatever you want to call yourself now. You're an absolute legend. And the same with How I See the World and The Dialogue and a few other channels. Richard Gutcher, this piece of scum, filth, sell out to humankind. Yeah, got rid of PK Truth's channel. Now, am I being played? I doubt it. I think it's always the little man that gets squashed. It's like, why not CNN? Why don't they get their YouTube channel pulled? Or Fox? Because it's the little guy. Anyway, he's got to keep fighting, got to keep resisting the bullshit. I just am so appreciative of my old mate who came and had a chat with me. Everyone knows who he is. He's a lovely guy. I like him. He's got microphone issues and whatnot, but I just want to play the pre-game show because I spoke to Typo for about 20 minutes before. I can't remember what I said. I know I've only edited one bit, and that's to take my corporate name out and John Laws. When I specifically told his producers not to use my bloody name on air, he used it anyway. And then I only blanked that out. And then afterwards, I can't remember what I said, but I didn't want to include it with the sushi interview. And this is up to Ab, whether this goes to air or not. But yeah, here we go. Enjoy. The pre-game is first 20 minutes, and then after that is about an hour or so, where we just have a gentle, gentlemanly, lazy chit-chat on a Sunday night, which is what I always enjoy. And I look forward to next Sunday. Okay, so for the moment, Rollo, over and out.
Radio Thunder, I was just seeing whether once Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere it, Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
You were doing Sean Connery there to start with. Sounded very Sean.
it went all over the place, didn't it? Yeah.
Which is that? Strange.
Yeah, once you... I don't know. I suppose it was Sky. I always remember when I was a kid. You're the same. Do you remember the old tape cassettes? Well, of course you do. You bounce a tape cassette recorder. Not a flash thing or anything. Just one of those bog standard Philips or something like that. And the two buttons. The tape in it. I think it had a built-in microphone. Well, when I was a kid, I don't know. Somebody gave me one as a present, as a Christmas present. And they wanted me to sing a song into it. Never been so embarrassed in all my life forever. I didn't want to do it. And, I was about probably 8 or 9. And they said, go on, sing that song that you sing. And I thought, hang on, how do you know that I sing a song? In other words, like, adults have been listening in, hearing me sing my little children's songs. And I wouldn't do it. And I started blasting, we call it, I got embarrassed and I started to cry. Even though I was about 8 or 9, not cry, but my lip went and started to well up. So instead of singing a song, which I should have done, and it'd have been good and you could have had that tape, all you ever heard was, go on, sing a song, isn't it nice? Look, you do this, you press the button. And then I'm going, no, I don't want to. So that was the first time I ever heard my voice back. Yeah? So it's a bit like photos. I have in my photographs. I used to. Whenever, we had sports days, or we had, any events at school or anything like that, I used to fuck off out in that photo, I'd line up, but as soon as they were about to, I'd turn me back or I'd get out of it. I was of the Navajo opinion that having a photograph steals your soul.
Really?
There again, I was brought up looking at photographs of people who were dead, young men that were dead, old black and white photographs. That is your Uncle Albert, he died at the sum, and all that shit. So I thought, fucking hell, if you have your photograph taken, you die, So when I was a kid, I would not have my photograph taken. Strange. Insecurity.
Did you enjoy or or for the first time when you heard your voice back? Is it because your voice in your head doesn't sound anywhere near like what it sounds like on no, when it's recorded?
And that's what I'm saying. For all those years, the only voice that, because I never used it to record my voice, you sir, played the tapes back because of that embarrassing situation. And that's just there me going, no, I don't want to sing the song. And then somebody, you know, I don't think it was my mum, or I don't think it was the old man or anybody put me under the pressure, but it was somebody put me under pressure to sing that song. And so you could hear their voice, and their voice was exactly, I imagine their, you know, that was their voice, so I could hear that, but my voice was completely different. And so for years and years and years, you know, I didn't ever bother, well, I didn't hear my voice. Like a lot of people now, you've got what they call telephone voices, don't they? Hello? You know, people put on a telephone voice. But since the advent of the Skype touchlight, then, yeah, I don't mind talking. But as Tom says, you know, I ain't got any focus. I mean, I can't focus on anything. I don't really squirm and get embarrassed listening to myself back then.
Not even when you're pissed. Not even when your fists is apart.
I didn't get that, Roland.
Fist is apart.
Oh, good God. But you know, the thing is I don't sound like a Brummer. I am a Brummer. All my mates are Brummers, and I don't really sound like them. What happens to me is I drift up and down the country because I live down south for a while, and I have relations down south, or I had relations down south. And I lived up in Yorkshire for a while, and I lived over in Lancashire for a while, and I lived up in Scotland for a while, I lived in Wales for a while. So what happens is when I get now all over the place, and a strange thing that happens quite a lot to me around here, people, you know, where are you from? And all that. You tell them, so, well, you don't sound like it. You sound like an Australian. Isn't that strange? A lot of people around here,
that is strange.
I think I sound like an Australian. Yeah.
Isn't it funny that Ab can't understand you half the time? Isn't that amazing? Whereas I can understand every goddamn syllable that you say.
I did a thing the other day, only for the exercise, you know, in the sense that I got these computers, I don't really do much with them. And I've had a YouTube account for quite a while. And too long a story. My daughter's starting a new thing, and I had a bit of an idea, and I thought, well, there's no point me saying to her, why don't you do this, if I can't do it myself, you know? So, the idea was, she does dog grooming, you know? She stopped doing what she used to do, 9 to 5, and then she became self-employed, and that kind of thing. She's doing pretty well at it. Good. And, but, you know, it's all social media, Facebooking, and all that kind of stuff, which, it's over my head, I don't know anything about it. But I said, why don't you do it? Takes about 2-3 hours to do one of these dogs. And they take pictures before and after and all. They put bows in their hair and paint their toenails and that kind of crap. And the women love it and all really cute and all that. And the dog's looking like right miserable. I'll bite you if you carry on like this. I said to her, I said, why don't, in the room that she does, you know, whatever she calls it, it's not the workshop, not the studio, the parlour, I suppose. I said, in the parlour, if you put a camera, cheap enough camera, and then do a time lapse. The dog stands on a table while she moves it around and clips and cuts and all that crap, right? Which is pretty uninteresting if it takes 2.5 hours. I said, but if you do a little time lapse that does like 30 seconds, so the dog's spins around and getting his hair cut, and then you've got a beginning and end, and you just go like kiss, kiss, kiss. Amps of, you know, whatever. And then you can put, you know, you can link that to your account, a cute little video. But I thought, rather than say, get on with it, you dozy man, I'd have to be able to do something similar myself. So as far as the uploading of videos, I've tried it in the past. Nothing to do. Phil and I were cultivating the allotments, and he dug a big fucking hole to save some water. And it's not stopped raining since, so, you know, it's a bit of a... That was a few years ago. I kind of go, oh, yeah. So the point being, the other week, the one time that I did record something on the TeamSpeak, but once again, not to monitor anybody. I'm not like a spy or anything. Just to sure. see how this thing works. And Mojo was around, right? And I was talking to Mojo. I said, I hope you don't mind if I record this. And I think she said, yeah, it's okay. And I came across the file the other day, and I uploaded it to YouTube because I wanted to see how easy it was to use this bit of software. And all it is I've put something in. I use that original K. Hamed video. Is this entity of paid military shill and all that. So I've put a little bit into it from True Detective at the beginning. Matthew McConaughey, which was an eye-opener to me. I enjoyed that series. I watched that all more or less in one go.
What was the series again?
A little bit. True Detective, the first one. I didn't have a lot of luck with
it. Yeah, I watched that. That's with McConaughey Woody Harrelson, right?
Yeah, we were talking about him the other week, I think. Yeah. And I tell you what, it was a class act. They were both pretty... You know, and I didn't know anything about that Matthew McConaughey, but of course my missus swoons all over him, so I watched it. I thought he's good,
all do.
And then we watched a couple of films later that he's been in. And so I cut a little bit out of that, and then but it was just a conversation that I had with it wasn't a conversation because I was talking at her and Mojo, and a similar thing. I'd come into another room 9, and try to record it. And it's just, it was when I rang up and I said, well, I think Fakeology should have a karaoke because everybody seems to have a little bit of a sing now and again. And you've got to agree with me, you know, some of those longer chats, we all tend to burst into song now and again.
Yeah, that's right. Mama, didn't mean to make you cry. Sometimes he goes, I think tomorrow, carry on. Oh, that was
fun. As we pointed out in Radio Rolo 4 or 5, it's somewhat of an in-joke now, isn't it, Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
But that's all I did anyway. I just came in here. Because what I did, well, I'll start.
Hey, before you go on, would you like to listen to something amusing?
Yeah.
All right. This is a guy that was retiring. He is Australia's best-known radio guy, okay? And I'm not going to bleep out my name or anything because you can have my name if you want.
No, I'm all right. Is this the guy that he does get up your nose? Is this John Law and you get the number?
Yeah, do you want to hear this?
Okay, yeah, go on then.
Have a rip at this. Okay, here we go. Okay. Ready?
Very much, Tony Favino. Roses, is this going to be... This is the Handmaiden's pick poem. You ready for this? This comes from Rollhampton, New South Wales, a luxury suburb, I might say, in Newcastle. But listen to the piece of poetry. Roses are red, violets are blue, you shit me to tears, I'm going down the pub. Hello.
Did you enjoy that?
Well, you're a poet as well.
Roses are red, violets are blue, you shit me to tears, I'm going down the pub. And that was when he was retiring. And he read that to air. And I think the guy with the flowery poetry, the disgusting, blah, won the $100. And I just got an honourable mention. That's all I got.
That was pretty honourable. I'm going down the pub. I love that. Yeah, it's my kind of poem, that is. Don't rhyme. We've never heard him. What was he? He's like a national morning.
Oh, yeah, yes. He's been going since 1950. I could tell you some stories about him. All right, what happened? 1956. Just before the 60s. And he was on...
Yeah, okay,
spinning the tunes.
I'm getting it now.
But then he got into talk.
Kind of media business.
He got into talk radio. I heard another one crack then. What are we drinking now?
Oh, we're back on the red stripe.
The red stripe, yeah. Out of a can. Like, oh, I prefer beer out of a bottle way better than a can. Well, anyway.
I'm going to drink it out of my glass.
Yeah, sure. What was I going to say? He became a megastar. He was, like, in Australia, on every syndicated network in Australia. Like, and and the thing I really liked about him, and he changed in about just when he started to tail off, when he was on the downward slope of his career. Now, he's still on radio, but he's on sort of like a local station now because he loves it so much. He's like, he's 85 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah. And he's still...
Long time in the game.
And he retired in 2007. That? That's when I wrote that poem to him.
You'll love
that. And he came back 2 years later on like nothing, a salary of basically I'll work for the dole type thing. Because he was going stir crazy because he's been on the radio for so long. So that was amusing.
Well, he'd only have his own thoughts then.
Yeah, and he was not comfortable with his own.
Was he like a 5 day a week?
Yep. For 3 hours.
Morning DJ, as it were.
Not a DJ.
Australia, this.
He was just talk back.
On the radio.
Yeah, he'd go like this. Say you rang in, I go, and I knew your name already, and I go, hello.
Yes. No. I thought you were going to do it. And hello, Rolo, what's your
name? No, he wouldn't say the name, though. No, he wouldn't say the name of you. You'd have to then say...
Next caller.
Yeah, he'd say, hello, and it could be you or John Howard, like the Prime Minister, even though he'd rung the Prime Minister. He'd insist that he says, hello, and then the Prime Minister would say, oh, hi, it's John Howard, the Prime Minister here. How are you doing? Oh, thanks for calling. What can I do for you? And then they'd have a chit chat. Completely contrived.
Yeah.
Contrived.
Yes, of course. Yeah. But comfortable listen, nevertheless, I should imagine. Now, get those points across. We didn't really have talk in this country up until... now, that'd be interesting. I think it really was a Rupert Murdoch kind of situation, the first talk station. In GB, UK, which was called Talk Radio, I think. And other than that, it probably worked the opposite way around here. It started off at local levels with local DJs, regionals, doing late-night phone-ins or phone-ins during the day. But there was nothing, there was nobody national. It seems to me that your man might have been a kind of national broadcast. How many national broadcasting, radio broadcasting stations are there or were there?
National. That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't think we do have ones that go. No, we don't have them. Australia's too big, mate. Australia's too big. Hey, can I ask you a question before we go on?
Of course.
Can you see if people come into the lobby from where you are? We're chatting away here in room 9, right?
Oh, I forgot what was going on there. Hold on. Screen savers, Rolo.
Yeah, can you see if anyone's in the lobby? Like, if someone comes into the lobby, give me a sec.
Channel switched.
Oh, there's El Sushi. Hey, El Sushi's in the lobby. Come on, let's go to the lobby.
Woo!
Channel switched.
El Sushi. I'll turn the recording off.
The putt.
Putt.
that was a bang on one. You can't keep that in the bag. Because that went bad live, right? And that was a mind blower. So how are you going to follow that up? That would have, if I had not had this inside line, if you like, that would have got me to ring in. Go, oh yeah, that's bang on. Yeah, that was brilliant.
Oh, thank you, mate. I appreciate you saying such kind words.
That was a cracking good interview as well. You got the best out of him. The best. Everything when it's due, mate. That was pretty good. That's a good interview, you know. I mean, but Roland, one of the reasons, I ain't a troll. I don't even know what a fucking troll is, to tell you the truth. I don't. I mean, I've got a rough idea, but, you know, is there anything equivalent years ago? I don't think there was, you know, except wind-up merchants and piss-takers, and I'm not one of those, even though, you know,
you're not Tavistock Tim or Tavistock Chris.
Christ, like, no, I ain't got the qualifications, man. I wouldn't have the qualifications for that kind of stuff. But, you know, I like to...
You've got a sense of humour, and that's what I like about you.
And that's what I like about you, Rolo, and that is the point that all of this is not trolling. This is by the way of, if you don't mind me saying, genuine encouragement. Now, I don't know how to do it because I'm not one of those. You know, my missus works in management, right, and everybody that she works with is a bunch of cunts. The biggest bunch of fucking idiots. They couldn't fucking manage a piss up in a brewery, as people used to say. But because they can do the management speak, and because they're all on the same page, and because they're all listening, they're all, you know, on the same in sheet, or whatever the term is. And yeah, of course they can, you know. And then there's all the backbiting and all the politicking and all the moving around. Well, when I stumbled into fakeology, even though, you know, it was always somewhere in my head, a lonely old desert island, you know. Shit.
Desert island is.
Derek used to think things were shit. Is a bit, isn't it? But, yeah, as a follow-up to that, I just thought that was a cracking good conversation. And exactly what Radio Rolo should be aiming for, you know?
Well, a pat on the back like that from you, do you know what that means to me? It means the whole world to me.
You know, Ab's going to appreciate that. I think everybody that listens will appreciate that, because that's what it should be, you know? An artist, and you know, some he was confiding in us. Confiding, you know, it wasn't a confessional. I don't know what to put it in, but I thought that's Radio Rolo. That's why Rolo could be doing what he does, because he can handle all the nutcases like me, and he can handle all the hassle, but also he can bring the best out in certain people.
Your dog's been run over. Your dog's been run over.
Don't bring.
I think that's one of the funniest.
It would have been all right if we'd have come straight out of the break. I don't know. I mean, I ain't an insider, you know that. I'm not an insider, but...
No, you're right, man.
I like it, you know, and the things that just get you to, like, listen twice. I've always enjoyed it, you know what I mean? You know, if you listen...
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Listen twice means... Okay, listen back to...
I do it all the while. I do it for everybody. I do it for all the podcasts. I think, hang on. As you well know, if it's scripted, if they've got to go from A to B to C, then they've got to do that. Now, how they do it, he was hinting at it, wasn't it? The art of rhetoric. Now, the way they do it, they just do it in that way, and you end up there. You go, oh, fuck, I've been manipulated. Oh, yeah, I tend to agree. Right, well, if you just... oofing it, if you're just doing it off the top of your head, people say things and then you go to yourself, hang on, what did he say there? Right?
Yeah.
Whereas if we're talking, you pick up on it. It's like when Tom said, well, you got motherfucker, re-entry, motherfucker. Now, I was having a swig of beer at the time and I was still a bit out of breath.
Your mum's named Beryl, right? Hopefully Beryl will never hear that.
My mum, she'd be all right. My mum about that. Nothing shuts her.
It was just a vacuous joke, but...
No, it was all right. And but I was taking a swig of beer. And, but that is exactly what Radio Rolo should be doing. And it was interesting. He said unreal. He's a pal of. And,
yeah.
Or, you know, he speaks to him.
And he also said he might ring back in a couple... more times.
Did you got that? You heard that as well, then? He's happy to hear that something's going on. Now, I don't know what time it is in Japan. I suppose.
Me neither.
I could have a rough guess whether the earth is flat or whether it's rain. I could have a rough guess. But, you know, it might be.
I'm so glad that I just jumped in to the lobby and found him there, because I was amazed.
Been intending to. Tune in or something or other for a while. Sure. I'm just moving something. If you get to
no, you're right. I can still hear.
Funny old feedback. We got pretty good line today, haven't we?
Perfect.
I mean, I ain't been an arsehole there, mate. I'm
not at all.
And, look, you know, if it's an appointment with, I don't know, how would we put it? Yeah, Radio Rollo. I mean, in Blighty. I mean, I could actually put a bacon sandwich on at the risk of offending vegetarian. It wouldn't be a fake sound effect. But, you know, how often do you hear that? Hold on, I'm not having a piss in the sink. It sounds like...
You've done that on air, too.
I have to, though. I can't go to a break all the while. I'm not
Do you know who my favourite radio DJ was in the world?
What?
Kenny Everett.
Well, you know, you'd have had to have been lucky enough to tune in every morning when you were getting him, wouldn't you?
When he was on the Merseyside, when he was doing the Merseyside stuff.
Well, I don't know. I think he went to the BBC and they kicked him out. So long, didn't they? Yeah, and you know, and did you listen? You had to be right on his wavelength to get him when he was going, I should have. Oh, fucking hell, he was a bit close to the bone, wasn't he? Yeah.
He was great.
You know, he was pretty good. His TV show was hit and miss because things are. But it didn't
matter. I'm Kelly Enema. I'm Kelly Enema. Let me look up some Kenny Everett.
Again, then.
If I can find.
I don't know. All kinds of things make me laugh. You know.
Oh yeah.
And audio's the ones. But like you said, I'm a lot of. I thought Rolo doesn't mean that. Doesn't. I thought that's a deliberate mistake. This one. No, it's. I'm kind of locked into this stuff, but. Now, looking back on it, you're recording, are you, Rolo, in that sense?
Yeah,
I ain't going to have a go at anybody, am I?
No, go for it.
I'm not going to have a go at anyone. And listening live, as I did, I went to S3, fakeologist.com, S3, and I downloaded the web proxy icon and I played it on my VLC media player. A little bit of stuttering when I opened up the tabs, but so what? And then I got right into it, you know. Once we got past the chicks in the background, they were great, though, you know. That was a lovely bit of audio. It's going to be well worth listening back to. And it was worth listening live to as well.
Sure.
And that's the point. You know, there's nothing quite like live doing something live. Cause
hey, have a listen to this, buddy.
On the BBC Radio Merseyside, Radio Bristol is quite conceivably the greatest radio station in the world.
That was a Cuddly Ken jingle.
Radio Nottingham is the greatest, that's what it is.
Hi there.
This is the Cuddly Ken Show on your very own local radio station, Radio Medway.
Kenny Everett, I'm stolen by the sea.
Yes, friends?
Jolly, on lovely radio Brighton.
Much has been written about Kenny Everett.
There you go. Ever heard such a talent? A talent.
And he like a jingle monkey.
What a jingle monkey he was, huh?
You gonna do any jingles, Rolo? You should do.
Rolo radio, Rolo radio. No, I couldn't do it.
Well,
no, it's just not me.
I like the highs and the lows. I like the serious research and the knockabout stuff. I don't know, man. But
yeah, I think that's what I like about you too. The serious research and the knockabout stuff too. I watch your back and forths in the chat too. I mean, I get pissed off with Frank and his constant.
I can't type long enough. I mean, it's a nightmare for me to even have a cogent argument. My mate Phil's always at his keyboard talking to his mate Sizemore. I said, "Well, where's Sizemore standing on all this stuff?" But you know, he's got to know Delcroix. He's got to know. Briser or Breezer, he's got to know because he's been round long enough, you know. So we know kind of what's going on. And Phil goes, they're into something else. Telling me about Monsanto. I'm Phil, for fuck's sake.
Heard it all before.
Been knocking around for so long. You know, now it might have been reinvigorated because of the elections or something. Rolo, you know, I'm of that fakeologist, whereas really I am. What did Sushi just say? He says, well, I keep my own social kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. He did say that. Yeah.
But, you know, I just believe everything's fucking fake, so I've got nowhere to go. I can't watch the telly. I can't even look at it and say, you're all fucking lying at me. I don't care. I haven't even seen any of Obama's real presidency. I fucking stopped watching when Reagan, I thought, this is Bush. No way. I had nothing to do with it. Pricked up my ears when 2001 came around. Of course, 9/11. I thought, who's responsible for that? We might as well have a look. Seems like a nice move. And, you know, but it's just all history. And the history of books are not written by us. I don't know. But in that particular instance, yes, it was a little bit. There's a bit of history. It was there when the earth trembled. I was listening back in the live feed on fakeologist.com. I was muted in the TeamSpeak. And when he was talking about the nature, the character of the Japanese, I've never been there. Now, I knew a Japanese chick and I knew kind of, you know, I remember when...
That's right, she grabbed your dick. Or was that a Chinese? Was that a Chinese chick?
That was a Chinese... You never let me finish that, though, did you?
Now I'll cut you off.
She got this dagger out. And I'm like, I'm lying here. She weren't threatening me or anything. She was just playing with me dick like as though she may circumcise me again.
All right, I'm going to go and have another fag. Hey, give me a sec. I'm loving this conversation. I'll continue Kenny if you like. Continue Kenny until I get back.
His award-winning comedy work on television. His controversial remarks at the Conservatives' election rally in 1983. His very public gay lifestyle. And his death from AIDS in 1995. But this program is not about any of that. This is about a radio genius and the hitherto untold story of what happened when this multi-talented broadcaster was removed from the national airwaves at the height of his creativity.
Ding dong merrily on high, good evening and hello. Ding dong merrily on high, this is your Christmas show. Glory.
Kenny Everett, the BBC local radio years, presented by Paul Rowley. For me, growing up in the 1960s, Kenny Everett was the funniest, most inventive, technically gifted communicator I'd ever heard. He was more than just a disc jockey. The former bakery worker from Merseyside was a pioneer of popular broadcasting. First on the pirate ship Radio London, just before his 20th birthday, at Christmas 1964.
This is wonderful, Radio London. When you're hearing things, when you're hearing things.
Yesterday afternoon, while listening to Kenny and Cash on Radio London, I decided to tape record some of your excellent records for future listening. Natty man. But to my dismay, I was halfway through recording a record when Kenny and Cash started talking over the record and completely ruined the recording. Could you please tell me why they do not announce the record and then be deathly quiet until the end like other disc jockeys? Well, let me tell you, matey, if you tune to a certain station called the British Bucket Company, you can get all you want because they've been dying for 18 years. Radio London, your official Beatles station.
After a two-year apprenticeship aboard the MV Galaxy, Cuddly Ken jumped ship to sign for the British Bucket Company. He was recruited by an up-and-coming producer from the corporation's gramophone department, as it was then called, Johnny Bearley.
His talent grew because he worked in a pirate radio situation, and those people were trapped on board the ship for 3 weeks at a time, 3 weeks on and 1 week off. So in that time, they could actually hone their skills and polish and work at what they were doing because there was absolutely no other distraction. They could do nothing else but work at radio, and that's where Kenny's skills came to the fore.
Everett arrived just before the Pirates were outlawed in 1967, giving the outgoing light program something it had never had before. A jingle.
This is the BBC Light Program.
Where? It's at. Yes, friends, where it's at is the greatest program on the radio since
the shipping forecast on 1500 meters.
The wireless wizard was a natural for the corporation's new pop service, Radio One. His energetic programs were full of wacky jingles, improvised humor, and some innovative recording techniques.
Is she too much or is she too much? Please tell her. I feel a love coming on.
Come on, love. Oh, love.
And you're tuned to your electric BBC.
This is Radio 2-1, the station that keeps you on the move. Yes, even the Radio Times says that we are wonderful. And if
you... gotta work on an egg.
Unless you're, Oh, will you listen to that?
Yeah, we finally got the clip show we always wanted, Roland.
I'll play this at a later date, I promise you.
Well, I suppose it's a documentary as well. It's not like just an audio documentary, is it? It's a video to go with. So it's cut in a certain way.
No, that's a radio show, mate.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I promise you.
Has everybody started to say, now?
Go.
Throw the link into the chat. I'll keep checking the chat.
Have you got a song that you'd like me to play or at some stage for the next break?
No. Oh, of course I have. Yeah, but you know, what we have to do is we have to consider this to be an absolute distancing of ourselves from, you know, some of the views and opinions that I are not necessarily my own, aren't they?
That's okay. In
no way do I want this to detract. Roland, I don't want this to detract in any way from what El Sushi just done, you know?
I won't play it tonight, but tonight is the 31st of July, 2016. There we have an absolute date mark. Date stamp.
Pinching a punch.
Yep. Keep going. Where were you going with that?
Right. For the noon radio. Where am I going and what? I didn't want this to distract from any way from what El Sushi's just done earlier in the show.
Yep, it's not going to be played tonight.
Word, as I keep saying, the show, the podcast. Yeah. I don't know what that means, though. What does that mean?
I'm just saying that I'm recording it and I'll play it at a later stage.
So we're not doing a radio rollo then?
No, because we're in room, what? Well, we're in room.
I forgot. I see. Oh, you got me. What's happening to all that? What's happened to all the punters that's going to tune in live then?
They won't be able to hear this.
Oh, we're conspiring again, Rolo.
We have. You have the most wicked laugh.
It's changed over the years. You know why it's changed my laugh?
Tell me.
I mean, I know it's changed. It's because of the shape of my mouth, some of my teeth. I have to keep them in. So now it seems that I squeeze from the back of the jaw somewhere. It comes out like that. Whereas right. It was more, people used to say to
tell, me. You know, tell me, Tybo, do you have false teeth?
Yeah, I just fell out. My mother bought me an electric toothbrush when I was 4, so you've got lovely teeth. Yeah, and I never went to a dentist, I stayed out of them. I did have a bit of a filling, and, one of them, the rot set in. But I think it's a genetic thing. It was there's nothing they could have done, even if I'd have been to a dentist. You know, the prognosis is they're going to drop out. Because your gums are like a muscle, aren't they?
Sure.
Your gums will give up before your heart does. So, it just happens. But years ago, they used to pull people's teeth out for no reason. happened to my uncle, Uncle Paul, about 23. What we now consider, you know, just a little bit of dental treatment. But in those days, they wanted to knock out false teeth, so they charged him something like 10 bob to pull his teeth out and 5 bob for some new teeth. And he's had them for 50 years. And the other week, he's about 74 now. And I was talking to him, and he's gone, I've had these teeth for 50 years, because he's got angel. We call them Hampsteads. Are you familiar with that?
Hampstead Heath teeth.
Yeah. Heath, you got it, Roller. It's not that hard, is it? Did you hear that? Ab? And,
what's a monkey's? What's a monkey's?
Monkey's what?
Monkey's that's uncle, right?
A monkey's uncle.
Monkey's. Let's go through all the rhyming slang that you know. The trouble. I call my trouble.
Well, I don't think a monkey's uncle. All right.
The trouble and strife.
Fine. Trouble and strife is the wife.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think people start. You know, it's become the movable feast rhyming slang. You can, you know, there's traditional stuff, isn't there? I'm not having a piss in the sink, by the way. I'm actually, do you know what I am doing? Watering one of my hanging plants. It's a pretty miserable shithole, I live in. So I try and keep the plant spots in, and the thing needs a good soaking. Oh, and it's dripping into the sink. But it does sound like I'm having a piss, doesn't it? Yeah, I think it's you know, there's very
give me the other other ones that you know, the other rhyming slang that you know.
Classic ones.
Yeah.
Apples and pears.
Oh yeah, stairs. Yeah.
Daisy roots is boots.
Boots.
Poor crikey, more than I could ever imagine. Yeah. But monkeys, when it comes to money...
I don't give a monkeys.
Yes, I don't give a monkeys. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's us, I suppose. But I don't know. I don't know what I don't give a monkeys.
Yeah. When it comes I agree. I don't know either. I could Google it, but I'm not going to.
No. We don't need to do that. We're better off speculating, really. One that became a bit of a thing, we're talking to Michael Caine, which we were, prison Michael. Dramas. Michael Caine.
Michael.
Right? And he did a thing called, I think it's where he does the Don't Blow the Bloody Doors Off, and they drive around in minis. And it's got Noel Coward.
That was the Italian job.
You got it, right? So, anyway, it's what became a genre. It's what is now known as a British prison drama. I can't watch it. I mean, all the kids around here, they can't wait to go to Nick because they think they'll be on the television or in the, you know, it's a genre. How to deal with bird or whatever they call it, you know. And so they all use, like, terms, don't they? Bottle.
Oh, yeah, you've lost your bottle. Lost your bottle. So, yeah, okay, just for the people at home that are listening to this, it is the 31st of July, 2016. We are on fakeologist.com. We do have typo error here, or we can call him Chris, and he is on his best behavior tonight. And,
No, I swear.
Yeah, he hasn't lost his bottle.
Under either moniker, my detractors can say what they love at Rolo, but the point is when you get up information and interested parties do turn up for Radio Rolo on a Sunday, tune in live, then I'm going to turn up because it makes
Thank you, brother.
Worth turning up for. You, man, when I heard Ab can't make it, and if he's out in the Arctic Circle spearing narwhals or boiling up penguins, whatever they do up that way, Canada, you know, not as civilised as we are they?
I kind of think they are.
Have I got it all wrong? Am I stereotyping Canadians?
I think you could
anyway,
be.
If he's out stealing maple syrup off those maple syrup producing wasps, monsters have been getting us with all this stuff, he deserves a day off. Have a day off. Because Radio Rolo, as far as I'm concerned, that was one of the best so far.
Yeah, Radio Rolo on the Fakeologist Network with El Sushi tonight. And, El Sushi, I think El Sushi was on top form.
Of,
good friend of Andreas.
Andreas. Yep. Yeah, and, you know, they could, man, they could have even been brought up together. Because he's living in,
two peas in the same pod, aren't they? Two peas in the same pod, like me and you, Unreal. Me and you, Tybo.
Well, we need another record then, don't we,
Ray? Yeah, yeah. Well, so how about, what was it that you requested just then?
Just when? Just then?
Just before. Oh. Didn't you request a tune? Let's see. Have a...
Well, what not was really. It? But you see, if it had been Radio Rolo and we had been live, I would have asked.
Tybo, I can edit this.
Frank, yeah, no, but don't do that because it'd be no good. It's better if you don't.
All right.
And, well, you can, really.
No, I won't. I won't. If you've asked me not to, asked me not to, I won't.
Oh, no. Yeah, that'd be fine, wouldn't it? Oh, you can. I don't mind, you know. If I start pissing in the sink.
I say that to Ab every time. I say that to Ab every time. Well, every audio I give to you. It's up to you to do with what.
Inspiring here. Yep. What we can do, Rolo, is we can have this lovely song. Well, it's not a lovely song. He may well be controlled opposition for a generation that, you know, we're as far apart as we'll ever be. But I like the sentiment. His name is Frank Turner. I think the song is called Once We Were Anarchists. It's a sing-along tune. And, I don't know what time it is here in Blighty. It's 11:24. We should have done this at 9:11 and all that. And it's called Once We Were Anarchists. Do you want shall I put it in the chat?
Yes, please. Can you do that now?
Hang on. No, I've got the...
No, I found it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Well, there's not, shouldn't be too much of a lag. But before that, we can listen to Daffy Duck and...
Hello, America. This is Daffy Duck.
It's not real.
I may be Daffy, but I'm not crazy.
That's
true. I'm smart enough to know that hard grubs like heroin and donors are a bummer. Don't be fooled with them. Take it from your...
There you go. If you've asked me not to, I won't. What on earth is going on there? Take two. This isn't drills. Where did Ab come from there? Yeah, well, something went just a little bit crazy there. Check one, two. We're still live. Okay, so yeah, it's 3 o'clock on the 2nd of August, 2016. Here we go, continue on.
Because he's living in...
Two peas in the same pod, aren't they? Two peas in the same pod, like me and you, Unreal. Me and you, Tybo.
Yeah, that'd be fine, wouldn't it? Oh, you can, I don't mind, you know. If I start pissing in the sink.
I say that to Ab every time. I say that to Ab every time. Well, every audio I give to you. It's up to you to do with what.
We should be conspiring here.
Yep.
What we can do, Rolo, is we can have this lovely song. Well, it's not a lovely song. He may well be controlled opposition for a generation that, you know, we're as far apart as we'll ever be. But I like the sentiment. His name is Frank Turner. I think the song is called Once We Were Anarchists. It's a sing-along tune. And, I don't know what time it is here in Blighty. It's 11:24. We should have done this at 9:11 and all that. And it's called Once We Were Anarchists. Do you want shall I put it in the chat?
Yes, please. Can you do that now?
Hang on. No, I've got the...
No, I found it.
You got it?
Yeah.
There's not, shouldn't be too much of a lag. But before that, we can listen to Daffy Duck and...
Hello, America. This is Daffy Duck.
It's not really.
I may be Daffy, but I'm not crazy.
That's true.
I'm smart enough to know that hard grubs like heroin and donors are a bummer. Don't fool them. Take it from yours truly. Dangerous drugs are despicable. See ya.
However, Red Stripe is perfectly acceptable in the afternoon.
I'm just queuing it up as we speak. I'm just listening to it. It's a fantastic tune. So I'm gonna go off and have another smoke. So and here we are with my good rockin' buddy. I'm telling you, he is just the best. And those detractors out there need to know that Tybo is not one dimensional. There are a million dimensions, and like I'm happy to say I'm 46 years old. How old are you again? Are you prepared to say your name on air?
23, but not a day over 23.
Yeah, not a day over 23. So you got a mind.
Never grew up.
Yeah, never grew up. So you're a bit of a Peter Pan.
About nine.
Okay, so here we go. Frank Turner, Once We Were Anarchists. Lovely to talk to you, and we'll be back after this in 3 minutes.
Demonstration.
Go to mute.
Well, it was obvious that the government was ignoring us. It's hard to drag yourself through empty streets on an empty stomach and no sleep. The shortcomings got clearer.
What the fuck? The internet's just fucked up. Thank God I can...
I think
the internet's just fucked up. We're going to have to do a take two on that.
Oh, hey. Just go outside. The internet is fucked. It's all over.
For fuck's sake. There we go. At least people will enjoy that. Come on, keep going. Oh, for fuck's sake.
You're
you right.
Hello, Langley.
The
great Tremble.
That's official. Yeah, well, something's gone fucking pear-shaped here.
That's what we like.
Yeah. If it's all smooth sailing, and we're not live. If we were live, I'd be panicking like nobody's business, mate.
I mean, Dad, we would have rung in over this. It'd go, look, you pair of fucking monkeys. But, yeah, we don't want to detract. That's all. And you got the lyrics. You can sing along with
it. Oh, there we go. That's a cracking burp. And, do you know how many people do not like that at home?
Don't like that at all.
They do not like that at home. Here we go. We'll try take two. Here we go. Frank Turner, Once We Were Anarchists. Fakeologist.com.
Well, it was obvious that the government was ignoring us. It's hard to drag yourself through empty streets on an empty stomach and no sleep. The shortcomings got clearer. As the price we paid got dearer and dearer. Supposed to be a case of give and take. Well, I was feeling the give and making a mistake. And I've heard it said that the unexamined life isn't much worth living, and I'm sure they're right. But it's hard to keep on fighting the good fight. No one else seems bothered, yeah, when no one's on your side. Because I'm young enough to be all pissed off, but I'm old enough to be jaded. I'm not the age where I want things to change, but with age, my heart's faded. I'm young and bored of being young and bored. If I was old, I could say I've seen it all before. In short, I'm tired of giving a shit. Got friends who are bankers, and it's an easy rhyme to call them wankers. But I must say I envy the way that they live, and if silence I'll take and no give. Well, I'm playing the Lone Ranger, riding to the rescue of 6 billion strangers on the only unoriginal song. And it's meant that some things are wrong, and I must admit that I'm tired. Times they aren't a-changing. Yeah, England's still shit and it's still raining. And everybody's jaded and tired and bored. And no one lifts a finger because it's just not in our culture. Our culture is carrion and we're all vultures. And no one seems bothered by the state of play. It seems that the stench is with us to stay. So I had a go, I tried examining life. Wasn't much worth living, I guess there are. And I'm tired of fighting a fight that's not mine to fight. So is everybody else, we're all on the same side. Because I'm young enough to be all pissed off, and I'm old enough to be jaded. I'm of the age where I want things to change, but with age my hopes are faded. I'm young and bored of being young and bored of how I thought I could say I've seen it all before. It's your lord of time, but it's short, I'm probably fired. The revolution doesn't want me, I don't give a shit.
Fakeologist.com. I tell you, I hope people at home have listened to the lyrics of that. That's fantastic. Thank you, my friend.
We don't. Particularly whether we got what's going on. We play some good ones, we do. Tumble through all this bullshit. But yeah, you're lying.
You said you woke up in the 70s and you knew that the 9/11 happy horseshit was, what did you say, the Americans? Oh, they're at it again or whatever.
Look, it was their turn. I don't know, you know.
It's how their turn.
It's how it had been brewing. Yeah, man. You know, oh, fuck, man. It's all the nonsense, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, the Falklands. Just, yeah, 1982.
That was it. And then we got crazy shit like, when did they actually gear up? I suppose the Americans, I ain't got anything against the Americans, you know. I mean, one of the reasons everybody got it together and said, we will plant this, carry on, you know, is the liberty for all that stuff, you know. They were the shine. They are supposed to be doing what everybody in the old world wanted them to do. Get it right and do it that way. And sort of, but somehow probably got railroaded. Who knows, you know, but we're going to slag them off, and I don't want to be slagging. I don't want to slag my betters off, if you see. They are our betters, you know.
Who are your betters?
If they've been hijacked, I don't
know. Who are your betters?
They've been hijacked. From the people who organise this park, isn't it? You know, everybody. But
you call them the betters. Look, I don't think so. I don't think they're my betters.
Rolo, I wouldn't be against the New World Order so long as the New World was a real New World, you know? Because if it was the same old shit, just dressed up in a different way, then there would be absolutely no point in that, wouldn't there? And it seems that they are not very good at selling this New World Order because it's getting disordered. But then people are saying, ah, well, this is the point. But society has to go through a period when nobody can trust anything. There's nowhere to turn, and then you can truly bring about a new way of doing shit. Will history have had any precedent to say, oh yeah, well, with the French Revolution? Fuck knows. We still got the Palace of Versailles, so it couldn't have been that effective, could it? You know?
Good point.
In other words, as it tumbles, as these things tumble, as they destabilise, whatever reason, society, destabilise ordinary people. You know, they got us thinking everybody's a big faker. Everybody in the world is up to something. Everybody. So, you know, it's not the same as it would have been. So when they start to destabilise, you better hope that they've got another plan to put in place. Now, is it going to be worse than the last one? How could it be fucking worse? They don't send people to war en masse now, do they? I was listening back to O'Halloran the other day, and he was talking about his sons, and then he later said, well, they're not actually his biological sons, but he considered them his sons. He's a Korean guy, big lad, none of tough guys. And only job, join the military. Well, so, I go in there, I do that, gives them a sense of something like that. Now they can come back out on City Street. I wouldn't know what it is because I've never been in the military. But, you know, I know...
You've never been in the military?
Never? I've never been in the fucking boys' brigade. I ain't a joiner. I'm a joiner, mate, you know?
Okay.
Wouldn't do it, even under a false name. Would not do it. You know, the internet's a different thing. You got to sign up for certain shit, ain't you? But so what? Now,
keep going.
It's not to say I wouldn't have made a good soldier. It's not to say that I wouldn't have you know, might have been the making of people. And it is the making of people. But if that's the only options they're getting, or as Abby was pointing out the other week, they can be $1 million a week fucking nuclear scientist. All they've got to do is keep their gob shut. This is a scam. Doesn't actually do anything. These wars are, you know, they're not necessarily just using hardware. I don't know. That's the point. We get nowhere with it, do we? As Chum said, you've got to focus on these things. Well, the psyops are just to keep us going, keep us consuming, keep us doing the stuff. Yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day. Now, I know these kids. It was a snot nose. Proper snot nose. Anyway, he's managed to snot nose, brown nose, do all the things you're supposed to do. Has no. Look, if I were his employee, look, I wouldn't want him as part of the team because he's fucking half an idiot. But the idiots that must have employed him wanted an half an idiot because they're half of idiots. Anyway, he's doing very well. Doing whatever they're doing, which is not, whatever they're doing, they're not doing it. They might well be doing it to the best of their abilities, but they're at the best of their abilities, about 1/8 of anybody else's abilities, who haven't got the kind of front and fakery and hubris and humbug and brio and all that kind of stuff to say, oh, yes, we're the men for the job. Because, you know, you watch them and realise they don't actually fucking know what they're doing. He's doing well. So, anyway, I had to swallow the other week. Fun, man. And he's walked me around the drive. Anyway, his highest price is in a fucking shithole like this. You know, he's paid a lot of money for cash. But he could have built himself if he knew how to fucking run bricks. And he said, well, I am of the opinion. He mentioned his missus, you know. He said, we're of the opinion. I thought, hang on, you're 43 fucking years old. Where did you get your opinions all of a sudden from? I've known you. He said, we're of the opinion. You pay for what you get.
Pay for what you get. Pay for what you get.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what I'm saying. He's such a. But he was talking in relation to Marks and Spencer's ribeye steaks or something like that. £8.50 for his barbecue, right? His fucking Marks and Spencer's sausage. I've got nothing against Marks and Spencer's. Yeah. You know, best underpants in the world, all of that. Hey, look, beautiful. Mr. Shepherd and all that. But there was a time in the 80s and people said, oh, anti-apartheid, whatever the bollocks was. It? And some people got, politically, I'm going to stop shopping there. It wasn't a kosher tax, but people, I remember it being said by people who weren't particularly in any way. It could have been the Nelson Mandela effect. But people stopped shopping. Got rid of it. I thought, well, you're a fucking idiot, you are, son. You know, because it didn't make that much difference. And Marks and Spencer's ain't actually like having your own cows and stores with them. You know, I had to listen. Fucking idiot telling me how he sees everything he needs. He's keeping the system.
You're breaking up a bit.
System's fucked. I'm just saying that they're not going to have an alternative.
All right. You're breaking up a bit.
Why don't you play a tune then?
Yeah, I'll just play this. Sabrina Sana in France. So here we are. This is a pre-record. This is a pre-record, and as I always like to tell the truth, this is being recorded on the 31st of July, 2016. Here we go.
Hi everybody, Sabrina Sana in Paris. Tonight's video is going to be a little different. It's not what you're used to seeing from me, but I really wanted to make this video to share with you something that happened to me personally last night when I went out to have some fun. I went down to the Eiffel Tower. We danced tango out there. All was going really well until I found myself about 6 centimeters.
Shush.
It's a little more than 2.5 feet, not even 2 feet away. From an AK-47, Kalashnikov.
Okay.
An AK-47.
I'm going to play this at a later stage.
We should talk over it.
All right, talk over it then.
Absolutely talk over it. Well, I'm not going to.
Yes, people, I said the F word. But what I'm going to show you tonight is some footage of what it's like when you go down to the Eiffel Tower to dance some tango. It's a marvelous atmosphere. It's great forward. Because the dancers can mix with the public. The public can mix with the dancers. It's just sort of a chance for people to see something that they might not have seen elsewhere. If any of my listeners out there dance tango, then they know what I'm talking about, that it really is a special experience that, you know, you're experiencing something with the person. It doesn't matter what color they are, what age they are, what country they're from. None of that matters. What matters is dancing the tango and living the moment with that person. And it really is something magical. And it's just so sad that this world that we're living in that has gone off the fucking deep end, the F word again, we've gone off the deep end with this insanity called terrorism, the war on terror. There is no war on terror. It's fabricated. It is a complete fabrication.
The tango.
If you're hearing this for the first time and you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, then I really, really suggest that you do some research and look up what the history of this war on terror is. It is a complete fabrication. It is designed to take our liberties, our freedoms away from us, give more power to a very, very select little group of people who are power hungry, who are sickos, who are behind the scenes pulling the strings, making the marionettes dance, making the puppets speak, and we need to find a way to put an end to this. So the purpose of tonight's video is simply to show you a bunch of people spreading some positive vibes out there, and thanks to this fabrication called the War on Terror, we now have to, quote-unquote, accept the presence of these, quote-unquote, security forces who are there to, quote-unquote, protect us. Well, like I said, I went out there to have some fun last night. While I was dancing, I found myself about 60 centimeters away from a camo-clad monster carrying an AK-47. I'll show you in my video the steps that he came down as I was dancing, because when you dance, generally speaking, if you go anywhere, there's a dance floor, there's a pattern that you all, not a pattern, there's a path that you follow. You make a circle. You go around in a circle. And for tango dances, you go around in a counterclockwise circle.
You still listening?
So last night, as I'm dancing with a gentleman, we're making our way across the dance floor. And when we came to where the...
She's a YouTuber, what do you call it?
We're shilling for her because I think she's full of shit, mate.
All right, okay. Hold on, let me just.
She'll if necessary, but I think she's full of shit. Tango's rubbish. What's she doing in Paris for a fucking start?
Yeah. Go for it. Explain.
I don't know what her face is like. I don't like her delivery. It took them ages to get anywhere. She's saying how they had security forces ruining her night dancing the tango with people of colour. I don't know what she's moaning about. She's American in Paris moaning.
Could be.
Is that what she's doing? Moaning.
Could be. So, shall we play some PK?
When in Paris, do as the Parisians do. Don't fucking moan about the AK-47s. And Mrs. Woman, whatever your name is, don't come tango-king Friday night. We don't need it. Do something. Do the waltz. Come on, we can all do tango. It's a stylized sexual fucking fight. I'm not interested.
Well, that's amazing.
What's the matter with it? You should get told to move on.
Freedom apparently. Let's listen to a bit more. See what else to say. Come on.
The stairway is. There's two stairs.
Put her on fast forward
stairs that you can get down to where we dance.
All right.
We got around to one of the stairways, And
shine that fella who's in a fucking wheelchair.
I was facing the stairway. My partner was facing, obviously, he's leading me, right? So he's facing forward on the dance floor, and I'm facing backwards. So I can see the stairway. And I see this two fucking soldiers with...
See, we're being had by this woman?
What's she want to do? Go tango up the fucking Eiffel Tower?
But she kind of, the reason I like is that she can speak French.
Yeah, je suis Italian tango danseur. You know, Americans in Paris never trusted them. Never would. What are they doing in Paris? That's what I always ask. I never asked them.
What are they doing?
Going down the stairs. So I started saying in the ear of my dancer, because he danced really close, I'm just like, oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. And I mean, I'm laughing about it now, but it was anything but funny because they were coming right down the stairs toward us, towards me.
What's me?
And like I say, the guy could have gone to his right and
should have danced with the soldier, you reckon?
Take the rifle off him, give it to a partner, the black fella, and just fucking waltz him up and down the fucking stairs.
Bloody good.
I wish to death. I wish to be free to dance in the streets of the Paris. Tango. And then we do not do the tango here. The can-can. You don't do the can-can. You can move right along. It's can-can only zone. You see your badge. I don't know. Oh, and then I'll watch her, but I ain't going to listen to her.
No.
Fucking moaning about dancing. I can't dance in the street, Roland. I don't suppose you could
have. Oh, let's play dancing in the street.
No, let's not play. That's not an excuse for a record. I have got an excuse, a good excuse for a record. She seems like she feels a little bit persecuted. You agree with me there?
Yeah, she does. She does. So give me a persecution song.
You've got it. Persecution Smith. Do you want it? A good one. Oh, we're nearly 12 o'clock. You could go along with this one, Rolo. 12 o'clock. Radio. Rocking Radio, Rolo.
No.
With a bit of fake on as you've thrown in.
No, not tonight.
You got Frank the Silk going. He might turn up, you know. He could do. You go live. I mean, I've got
Bob Seger and the Last Herd.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
You hack me, https://www.com/watch?v=8fdqb(a)(3)f(s).
There you go.
That's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. Yeah, Persecution Smith.
It is.
I'll see you after this.
We are going to a break. So here we go.
Go.
He rises every morning, but he don't look at the sun. He reaches in the corner where he keeps his loaded gun. Then he checks the firing action as he straps it to his chest. Plants an ambush for the mailman, even though it's all in jest. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. He's found a talent underground. Unlike my friend Flicker, you know he's not a myth. He's persecution. He's found in every protest march, you'll see him looking on. He's soon joining to help, but he thinks it's all in fun. Cause he isn't colorblind, not to mention no one's fool. He knows how things should be, but he ain't out to change no rules. His eyes can't see like you and me. His voice can't speak but only shriek. His brain is like jelly, his muscles, they are stiff. He's persecution. Can't walk down the street.
beat no more without him walking back. You can't go to sleep at night without hearing him cry. You can't read a newspaper without reading about him. You can't escape him in the crowd, for he will be among them. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere now. He's found a town that's underground. California, you know who he was with persecution, persecution, persecution. When you finish with your ideals and you finish with your dreams, when you finish your crusading and no longer hear the screams, when you're finished trying to picture a world with people free, when you finish looking up and the down is all you see, then make your goal the first foxhole and hide your head beneath your fist. Cause you won't be alone, my friend. You know who you'll be with.
Psychologist.com.
Persecution Smith. Oh, did we enjoy that? Like, I'm going to upload this as an after show from Radio Rollo 11, I think it is.
You're a pod spin-off, pod satellite, Rollo.
Yep.
This will be a pod satellite of the live stream. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? We'll all end up dancing with Persecution Smith. But we won't do the same,
Nah, you're a good man. You're a good man. I'm enjoying myself tonight. I had so much fun spinning. I have so much fun spinning the tunes, and I have so much fun talking to people in Japan and in Canada and obviously where are you from?
Well, here we are. This is 2 degrees. I think I called it latitude. Might even be longitude. That's what I know, isn't it? Uh-huh. Yeah, 52 degrees. And just a couple of miles up the road, a scant 50 miles, 52 degrees, 0.1, oh, 0.1, 0.52. And it's just outside a place called Leominster, for other people. It's spelt Leominster, but it's Leominster. And there's a river there called the River Log, or God or something. And Phil and I are thinking of taking the canoes up there and going all the way. It's about 43 miles a stretch. And we're going to have a canoe up to more or less the border of Wales. So that's 52 degrees, 0.152. So, you know, that's the centre of the universe as far as we're concerned. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the West Midlands.
The West Midlands.
The heart of Warwickshire. West
Warwickshire.
I don't know where the Midlands are. We're to the west of it. Yeah. Oh, no, it's classified. You think Midlands, and then you'd have everywhere else. But now we got West Midlands. But nobody ever refers to the East Midlands or the North Midlands or the South Midlands. They only ever call it the West Midlands. And then it begins again and it becomes Wales or Shropshire or Herefordshire. I think it was about 3 councils. Funny enough, if we were long, it wouldn't be a shout out to any of the researchers, except possibly a couple of the guys who are in the chat room. ILFX are also in the GB and Eva Ledner. And the shout
out. I've got to thank Felix tonight for he helped me tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He put
a thing in about the, what do you call it? The, something called the, I forgot what it was now. I'm a little bit spliffed out and a little bit riffed. It's called the Revelation of the Method. Revelation of the Method.
I can't believe they do that though, would you? I wouldn't tell you. No, I wouldn't. It's not that I wouldn't. Oh, look, this is all about it. It's all about it. It's coming towards the light. this and this fakery, this general hoodwinking of everybody. And who is it? There is somebody that says it could be Max Egan. I'm not listening back to that. Max is a smile there.
Yeah, yeah, about the Jews and the Holocaust and the Holocaust and all that.
Yeah, but on my own, it's very important information. I've not heard it before. Sure. I can't, like, live a lot.
He does come across as a sort of cult leader type guy. Cult leader.
No, really, if he's honest. If he's honest, he ain't, like, rabbinical, is he? You know, he's not, well, how would you put it? He don't say his word is law. I don't know. Well,
let's play a bit of Max Egan and let's see if we can work it out together.
We're not shitting for Massey, you know. Yeah, it's quite soothing. Quite soothing. Let me talk about something that don't involve all the beer and all the shit, though. I like
it. Yeah.
It's not going to take that long. I'm going to fuck it around.
No. I'm only going to spin tunes from now on.
Anyway, the Pentagon, you know, the ring and the generator, the fire, the 2,000-gallon diesel tank at the front of those set
lights. Oh, yeah, yeah. Keep going.
I'm waiting to listen, Maxie. It was a good tune.
I enjoyed it.
But yeah, I'd like you almost to go in the live stream if you see what I mean and see if there's anybody in the chat.
All right. Give me a second. I'll check in the lobby.
I want somebody else to turn up now because it'd only be doing El Sushi due justice. You know, there's no point tacking something on after he's done his thing.
Yeah, I won't.
What we should do is we should allow somebody to make the effort. And we know how to do it. Look, I'm doing it weekly now, even though people say, oh, don't let him on. I can understand.
Get over that. My wife says get over that. And, look, I wouldn't be still here talking to you and spinning tunes if I didn't...
You know, it's 12 o'clock now, Rolo.
Go again?
This is when the show begins for me. 12 o'clock. And I tell everybody, I say, you got to tune in at 12 for Radio Rolo. Now, I don't say tune in and listen to me. I say tune in and listen to this guy. Right? Oh, why is that then? Well, it's interesting. That's all I say. Good tune, and it's 12:01. I'd like you to get some of them.
I'll pop into the lobby. I'll just have a look. I'll be back in a sec.
Channel switched.
No one's there, and I'll just go to mute.
Microphone muted.
You're in the wrong chat, though.
Channel switched. Microphone activated. Am I?
He's jumping in.
Yeah, I'm jumping in and out, yeah. Give me another tune. I need to go and have another...
Well, should we try and stay on theme just to prove that somehow we can be trusted for this kind of lark? 12:02, right? And I'd like to... Oh, yeah, look, the last post was mine, Walton Pun. El Sushi is on. That's all I could say. And I posted the link. Vesper Douglas said, get back, nothing to see, nothing... I'm there now. If it affects the audio, please tell me, because I don't want to... Active now, Sky News footage, Mountie Police keeping the multiple shootings. Whoa! I'm only joking, Frank. Yes, he is talking about. Dallas, Tony Anna. Scripts, so you want scripts. Ah, this is it. Hey, oh, that was early. That was at 5:53 a.m. My time. And Ab said, at Rolo, I'll be unavailable tomorrow, right? And then you've gone an hour or so later, no problems, head up. Next one, 7:41. On FX, even then they're up, they don't mind us checking them, shouting them out. Then that video is one for the SXSW Festival. Thanks, that seals it. That seals it as a ridiculous but atmospheric hoax. I wonder what they're talking about. Loads of it. Pop, a room crash. There's so much to go through, Rolo.
Yeah, sure. I'm following along with you. And the next one is scripty, in quotes.
Well,
Scripty in quotes. What about scriptish? Language of drill speak or drillish or drivel.
I can't follow the links up. I can't follow the links up at the minute. It would bugger up our connection. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm definitely going to do it because I haven't managed to check it. Well, I could have done, but I don't.
Then Vesper Douglas next says, Tony Blair, future PM.
We're never going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, and then Ounce of Salt, Frank McManus says, Tony Abbott, because that's his buddy. That's him going Dallas Goldbuggy on us.
That's his model, isn't he? Anyway, everybody's learning. But,
and then DGB thinks it's the same guy.
Xylethics, I mean, he doesn't miss a trick, that guy. Oh, the answer's
Although, well, he's in the club.
I think I've spoken to him, sorry.
He's in the club. I think he's in the club. Well, he's from a club. I think he said his father was a Freemason, openly.
Oh, I'm on that Xyloflex. He's never mentioned the word about...
No, not Xyloflex. Vesper Douglas.
Oh, yeah, Vesper did. He says his old man was... Oh, he's of the opinion they're as fine as anybody else knows him. I think you and Al Sush... That was a good interview. And I mean that in the true sense of the word. You interview him without having to interview him, you know? Cool. And so you're not the... you never even went out for a line of cocaine, did you?
Not once.
Wanted
to.
And he was... what did he... I can't focus. I have lost...
Hey, I'm going to go and have a line now. Have a listen to a bit more Kenny. Do you want to have a little bit? Let's have a little bit more Kenny.
No, we can't have any more Kenny. Want a tune, Roller?
Yeah.
I can keep them coming.
Yeah, give me another tune. My wife's laughing with you right now. She's laughing at me, but laughing with you.
Right, well, tell her this is my last song about Satan.
This is his last song about Satan. He's going to request a tune.
After this one. I'm going to fire it into the thing.
Yeah.
And not because... Oh, hang on. I've cut this. I meant to post this. Not because it's about Satan, but as we...
I'll play whatever you want.
It's a cracking tune. It's a cracking tune. Might be the wrong one, though.
So, here we go. I heard it go.
That's the last song about Satan. Right then. Old Muse. Are you off for cocaine?
No. You've got to give me a chance to set it up.
You've got to give people a chance to ring in.
All right, Slim Casinas. What is it? Auto Club, the last song about Satan. Slim? How do you pronounce that?
I think it's Cessna, perhaps.
Cessna.
Slim Cessna. Yeah, it could be funner. They're, I don't know. I know nothing about them, but it's a good tune. Anyway, it's the last song about Satan. I'm mute for this. We will be talking about him after the break. You know that, don't you?
Oh, you bet your ass we will. This is a pre-record. Good,
yeah, it is really, isn't it? But we're live as you
say. Not alive, but
no,
not really. Oh, it's pretty awesome. I'm loving it. Here we go. So here we go. Slim Cessna's Auto Club. Last song about Satan. Fakeologist.com. Come on.
The light.
Oh, come on.
And where and who should I sit next to there but Satan? Set Roland. He ordered me a beer, and he looked me in the eye. He said he was my friend. I knew that was a lie. He's the man. Behind my sins, I seem to fall. Because of him, goddamn, I hate him. So this is my last song about Satan. So I say, Lucifer, you piece of shit, I should kick your ass right where you sit. All the hell you put me through, my mother crashed because of you. Now Satan didn't like that much. He said some words about fire and such. Then I found myself in burning hell. I wasn't feeling all so well. Well, this is my last song about Satan. Well, I must have gone back
time about the time after Jesus died. He was down there preaching in that boat to all his dark and lonely souls. And he said, son, why are you here? You should be back home drinking beer, writing songs about God and glory. Don't use the devil in this story. Yeah, it's this my last song about Satan. No more songs about evil, we'll build the violent blues. No more songs about my hell. This is my last song, about Satan. So this is my last song about Satan. In my bed, it was a dark and dismal morning. Was this some kind of godly warning? So I said, that's it, I'm on the level. No more songs about the devil. Then I felt a little twinge when I realized that my hair was singed. Well, this is my last song about Satan. No more songs about evil, I'm built about the blues. No more songs about my hell, nothing left to prove. This is my last song about Satan. This is my last song about Satan. Well, this is my last song about Satan.
Fakeologist.com. It is 9:11 p.m. on a Sunday night, and I am definitely have to go to bed. Having to go to bed. So, that, what a fantastic way to go out. What do you reckon, Tybo? Lost him. Well, I think that's an excellent way to go out. There's an after show on the... the 31st of July, 2015. I'm going out, mate.
The after show. Unless something about Roland.
Love you.
I love you too.
Yes.
Kiss, kiss, hug, hug.
Well, you know, all that carrier.
All right, mate.
Yes.
Thank you for being here for the after show. And I'm glad you listened to, what do we have? Sushi. Is our special guest tonight, and you're always special.
Certainly did. Yeah,
cheers, brother. Cheers, brother.
And I had him on the earbuds, so I'm going to listen back to that.
Cheers.
Cheers, Rollo.
Okay, mate. Over and out.
Keep it real.
Keep it real!
Microphone muted.
Okay, so here we go. Is fakeologist.com on Tuesday, the 2nd of August, 2016. What I did, I can only thank Sushi for having a fantastic chat with me.
Hi, this is the voice of Hoi Polloi from cluesforum.info, and I have no control over how this recording is being used to promote Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.